Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Why is this world obsessed with sex? And this is number 11 in our series, Obsessed with Sex. And now we're looking at some of the Proverbs to understand how we can control and how we can avoid being obsessed with sex, and how we can reject getting involved with immoral sex, which destroys life, emotions, and health, and cuts you off from God, and puts you on a path of death and destruction. Now, the book of Proverbs was especially designed for young people, because that's when they start getting involved with their first sexual encounters. And the first thing that needs to be, they have to know right from wrong, good from evil, righteousness versus wickedness. And the book of Proverbs tells you this. And so it would be good if you parents would take the time, sit down with your children, beginning, say, about age 10, especially if they're teenagers, and starting to get all involved in the fads and the things that teenagers get involved with today. iPods so they can hear their own music and blast Satanism straight through their brains on a daily basis. Cell phones and sexting, sending pictures of their sex organs right over the phone. I mean, we're living in a crass world, and we can't avoid it, but we can overcome it, and we don't have to get involved in it. And young people need to realize God loves them. God is their friend, just like God loves everyone, but especially young people, to obey His voice and follow Him. Now, every young person wants, oh, my life, I want to be healthy and happy and wealthy and good and all of this sort of thing. But you need to realize, this world's way is the opposite. It says, come on, sin. There's a benefit. Why should you wait for marriage? After all, look at all these miserable people that are married. Why don't you try it out first and see if that's really what you want? And oh, by the way, you know, it's exciting to have sex, boys with boys and girls with girls. And you know, back in Philadelphia, there was a principal of a school that gathered all the girls into the assembly, locked the doors. And what did she do? She showed them and taught them all the lesbian acts so these girls could have sex without getting pregnant. Isn't that a wonderful thing? The world would say. No. That is an evil thing. But you see, when you live in a country that's run by the rules of Sodom and Gomorrah, instead of the laws and commandments of God, that's what you're going to get. And we saw how that this kind of meaning of rejecting God, meaninglessness, purposelessness, then get them addicted to sex. Get them so involved in their emotions and their feelings that they just cannot resist. And once getting involved, they must have more and more and more and more. And we've read the statistics, haven't we? How that the leading disease among young women who are sexually active is chlamydia. And it makes them infertile. And they have it the rest of their lives. And how that this nation is so obsessed with sex, illicit sex, it affects presidents, governors, senators, representatives, politicians, movie stars, sports figures. Look at how many they get involved with. One leading basketball figure, one of the great stars, When he finished his career and he was being interviewed, the interviewer said, well, how many women did you have during your basketball career? And he says, probably 20,000. How's that for whoremongering? And everyone is going to say, dirty old man, true. But what about 20,000 dirty old women? See, one likes to blame the other. God finds fault with both. So let's see what God says to young people. Why the book of Proverbs has been given. Proverbs 1 and verse 2. Let's review that and go on from there. Because it tells us an awful lot. And if you want your life to go right, you better pay attention. If you don't, turn this off and go your way. And you'll reap the whirlwind and the consequences of how you live your life. Because the truth of the matter is, no human being can really live a life that is good and righteous without God. Now you think on that. And to have God means you obey Him and keep His commandments. And if you go to church where you hear a preacher say, oh, Jesus did away with the law, you better get up and walk out because that man is lying through his teeth. And you need to go home and open your Bible and study the Word of God so you know what's in it. That's why we have church at home, because the churches that people are used to going to are becoming more unfit all the time. Filled with lies and fairy tales. Oh, I heard a minister recently give a nice, wonderful sermon. But you know what the end of it was? Send more money. He wouldn't dare mention about keeping the seventh-day Sabbath because he'd lose his audience. Well, you see, you either have all of God's way, or if you pick and choose, then you're walking in the way of Cain. Now, Proverbs 1, verse 2. Proverbs are given to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Isn't that what you want for your life? Do you want to be dumb and stupid and an idiot, simple-minded, never learning? Is that what you want with your life? Do you want to have your mind so scrambled with music and rock stars, sports stars, that you can't even think straight? You don't know how to run your life? You want to be so obsessed with sex that all you can do is watch pornography? Go online and watch it, men and women? There are 30 million women addicted to pornography. How many more millions of men beyond that are addicted to pornography? And women in righteous indignation say, oh, all those dirty men. What about the dirty women that pose? That act it out, that are sucked up. Remember the old saying, takes two to tangle. One is no better than the other, though the woman has the power to set the morality in any society. If she is righteous and does not go after illicit sex, and tells all men who try to come at her, no. We'd have a much more moral society because when a man is enticed and lured, as we will see here in a few of the Proverbs, he's like an ox to the slaughter. The women know that. Oh, yes, they know that. And they use those charms and those alluring and wanton looks and the flattering of the eyes and that look to express I'm sexual. And men are just like takes both. Now do you want to receive instruction to know wisdom? Righteousness, judgment, and equity? Live your life right? Do to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young man or woman. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. A man of understanding shall attain to wise counsel. Is that what you want? Show me one person who has really, really succeeded with a life of joy and happiness, who has lived a life of illicit, immoral, ungodly, unbiblical sex out of marriage. Can't do it. Well, they may pretend. Well, they may have lots of money. They may have lots of followers. But you know, in the end, they all die, return to the dust, and all the beauty of youth shrivels like a prune. What does it end up as? Death and destruction. Now come over here to chapter 2 and verse 11. Discretion shall preserve you, and understanding shall keep you. In other words, you've got to have some sense in your head, and that sense comes from the commandments, beginning with, sexually, you shall not commit adultery. And every other sex sin comes in a category under that. See, God, as we're going to see, wanted marriage to be a blessing, and sex and marriage to be a wonderful thing. And it is. All the pain and suffering come out of marriage, out of wedlock, sex. Now notice, here in verse 12, it starts with the man, and then the woman. So, lest any woman think, well, Fred Coulter picks on women. No, that's not true. Women have the key to a moral society. So that's why God lays great emphasis on it, as we saw earlier. Do not cause your daughter to be a prostitute, lest the land be filled with wickedness. Look at how many daughters have been prostituted. Is the land filled with wickedness? Yes, indeed. Now, verse 12. To deliver you from the way of the evil man and the man who speaks wicked things. Those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perversities of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and are devious in their paths. That sounds like homosexuality, doesn't it? Yes, indeed. The Bible speaks of it. That's why the example of Sodom and Gomorrah and God's judgment against them. Now then, it follows on to talk about the wanton woman. And what I want you to do is this. I want you to look at every soap opera that you can just do a channel surf. Look at soap operas, movies, sports, advertisements, just normal channels on television, and ask yourself how much of it has to do with innuendos in the soap operas concerning homosexuality. How about the one that's 2.5 men? Look at those things that go on. Suggestive. It's always there. Look at how it's promoted. Look at how they call the perversity gay to make it acceptable. Then I want you to look at all the adultery, all of the lying, all the cheating, all the mystery that is involved in illicit sex that you find in the movies and in television and in books and magazines. Then I want you to ask a question. How much of this do you accept and agree with, though maybe you don't even participate in? And a nice, neat little trick that Satan always has is the way he introduces perversity is through humor, sitcoms. But what is the ultimate goal? To seduce and to pervert men and women to become obsessed with sex. All right? Verse 16. To deliver you from the wanton woman and from the stranger who flatters with her words, who forsakes the guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God, for her house sinks down to death and her paths to the dead. None that go in unto her return again, nor do they take hold of the paths of life. Now you can think about any political person who fell into that. Like one governor in one of the southern states, he was infatuated with a reporter in Argentina. And he came back and thought, well, if I just apologize, I'll get away with this. Uh-uh. No way. Didn't happen. He had a righteous wife. And those are grounds for divorce, by the way. She left him because he broke the marriage covenant, which is being faithful to your wife or your husband unto death. Look what it did to the family. Look what it did to the children. Look at what the famous golf star, one of the greatest golf players ever. What happened when he got caught? How many scores of women did he have? And look at fall on both sides. Oh, yes, he was after the women, but the women were after the money. Did they turn him down? Did they ever say to him, hey, what are you doing here? Why don't you go home, be faithful to your wife and your children? Ha! No! One governor was paying $5,000 a trick. He lost being governor of New York State. Let's come over here to Proverbs 4, verse 20. This tells us how we have to be on guard and watching what goes into our minds. Because what goes into your minds, visually and verbally, becomes part of you. Now listen, verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, let them be in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. Isn't that what you want? A good life and health? But what do you have to do? Verse 23. Above all, guard the door of your mind with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And that could never be truer than with sex. And perverse men and perverse women and pornography is a destroyer of love, a destroyer of marriage, a destroyer of families. We read the statistics, so you know that. Okay? Chapter 6, verse 23. Here's what we need to do. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Are you willing to take the reproofs of instruction that you hear in the series that we have here, whatever they may be, on Church at Home? Now, if you do listen to God's way, and if you do keep His commandments, here is one of the benefits. You don't get entrapped in immoral, out-of-wedlock sex. Verse 24, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her seduce you with her eyelids. For by means of a harlot a man is vanquished for a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Isn't that the way it is? Yes, it is. How many thousands of years ago was this written? Long time ago. 3,500 years ago. Is it still true today? Absolutely. Here's another question, verse 27. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes be not burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be burned? Oh, there's some people who through demonism are able to walk over hot coals. But the reality is, it's a deception. Now he draws a parallel here. Verse 29. So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife and touches her shall not be innocent. So if anyone is thinking of committing adultery, or if you're in the middle of an adulterous affair right now, you better listen up. You better pay attention. See, because the laws of God work automatically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And that's why lives get torn apart. That's how families get ruined. Verse 32. But whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does it destroys his own soul. Can you say that is true? We've seen it, haven't we? I mean, just this past year, if you watch all the major events that took place, how many times was this repeated? And remember today, because of all of the spying eye cameras everywhere, as cell phone videos, you're going to be caught. Numbers 32:23 says, be sure your sin will find you out. And it does, doesn't it? And always remember this. God knows, doesn't he? Verse 33. He gets a wound and dishonor, and his shame shall not be wiped away. Isn't that true? Look at the Proverbs. It tells us right here. Right from wrong, good from evil. And especially in the first eight chapters, first seven chapters, it talks an awful lot about sexual behavior. And this we need to know. If you're forewarned, you're forearmed. If you're forearmed with the Word of God and the truth of God, you don't have to fall victim to these things in your life. So if you have young children, start out at age 10, go through these, explain it to them, because they're getting educated at school on how to have sex, starting right in kindergarten to brainwash them into the homosexual agenda. So you better be on guard with your children, and you need to teach them. If you don't have a parent who will do it, you get the Bible yourself. You can read, you can learn. You can watch, you can listen. You don't have to fall victim to peer pressure. Isn't your life more than peer pressure to get you to sin? Isn't your life worth more than going after some boy or some girl to have sex with them? You need to think about it. Well, I hope these things, not too shocking to you, but it's just the way the world is. And be sure now to go to our other website, cbcg.org, and spend some time there and look at the hundreds of sermons that we have and series so you can understand the Bible in depth with the Word of God, the truth of God, the understanding of how to put it all together we have right there. And the one that you need most of all is the love of God and the faith of God and how to have your prayers answered. Now, those are in-depth sermons, long series, and that'll help you. So if you want to keep church at home on the Sabbath, go there also and download those sermons and listen to them. So thank you once again for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.